Hello.
Yes, my name is Artarius, and I was returning your call on behalf of customer support. Sorry that you still need any assistance.
And these, I don't understand. On what kind of support?
We're customer support. I can make it
Oh.
easier. Yes, sir, if you provide me your zip code. If you
Well,
said you've been billed.
I have been billed, yes. And I don't know why, because I don't even know who you are.
Yes, sir. And I want to know, however, I can make it clear to you who I am. We're a customer support center, and it's on behalf of Factory Direct. It's an online store. Once customers go online and create their accounts, like you did, I have your account pulled up. Can you verify your name and address for me, please?
Not until I find out what account I'm supposed to be having.
Very well. So you're saying tell you what you ordered, and then you'll tell me your information?
Okay.
Very well. All right. This is due to that contest entry for that Dyson. And this is what it's stating. When you entered into that contest entry, Mr. Frank, it stated in the terms and conditions that the account will be billed for other offers. And that offer was a meal plan app. And it's just an app that focuses on real food to boost energy, cut sugar, carb cravings.
Yeah, well, I didn't authorize that.
Yes,
And
sir. Do you remember signing up for that Dyson?
nope.
All right. You don't think no one has gained access to your car information? Because I can connect you to our fraud department, especially when it comes to those charges.
You can. I've already contacted my bank.
All right. And maybe with these charges, you may still have to contact us because some of them are recurring. And it is stated in the terms and conditions how the account will be billed. But give me one second, sir. Hold on, please. All right.
Okay.
All right, Mr. Frank. Thank you. Okay. All right, sir. I want to do this for you. I want to go in and use a one-time courtesy code and get you 50% of that $59.89 refunded back to your account, Mr. Eastman.
How about the whole thing for no, because I didn't do it in the first place.
Very well, sir. Give me one second. I'll look into that. I'll speak with my supervisor about that. Give me one second, please. All right. Here we go, Mr. Frank. Okay, my supervisor went in and overrode those charges, got them refunded back to your account, gave me your cancellation code, wanted me to give it to you and make sure you're not billed anymore, Mr. Frank. What you think about that?
Okay. All right. Thank you. That'd be helpful.
Very well, give me one second. I did want to let you know there is a $5 refund access fee, but I can get that $54.89 in your account, sir. I'll try to void those charges, get them back in sooner. And I get this information to your email also, sir.
Okay.
Very well. And all right. This is what I like verbally giving you know, this cancellation code. If you like, man, you send it to my email, that's fine. But I know sometimes I tend to lose things. So if you want to write down this code or you're like good with keeping up
Okay.
with things, it's C920 6.
CS and 12.
Yes, sir.
920. 621.
621-709.
709.
Yes, sir, that's it.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, sir. You have a good day. Thank you for calling customer support.
Okay, bye.
Yes, sir. Good day.